you know, just to get better. I mean, whether you're upper tier, middle tier, lower tier, you know, this is what have you done for me lately league. And so, you know, it's competitive. We expect it that way. And, you know, we've got 90 guys competing for 53 positions.
Coach, we saw Brock have some struggles out there working as second-team quarterback. Can you sum up the backup quarterback position for your team right now?
Well, I'll let you do the evaluating. But, you know, we like the way Brock's progressing, and that's why we're out here. Otherwise, we could all be at the beach. So we're out here practicing to get better, and I like his progress.
John, when Derek Wolfram had his problems last year, was football even on the agenda at first? Because that sounded like a pretty serious...
Well, he's a pretty motivated kid. You know, so football is a big part of his life and very important to him. But, you know, he did have some medical things as far as maintaining weight, some things medically that were kind of holding that back. And so... you know, the doctors figured out what that it was, and you know, he's doing really, really well right now.
So you think he can be kind of on a regular, just back to normal thing now?
Yeah, I'd say that's a fair assessment, yeah.
What do you like about Winston Joseph? You guys brought him back this past offseason, and he was with you guys late last week.
Well, you know, he didn't get a whole lot of opportunity last year. I think he got a few plays at the end of a ball game I thought did very well. So, you know, he understands our offense a lot better, knows a lot of the calls, and, you know, we thought he earned that right, and that's why we signed him back.
What do you think of Hillman so far? Ron, you talked about a bunch of other backs. What have you seen from Hillman so far?
You know, I think he's worked very hard this offseason as far as, you know, being in the best shape he can be in, you know, as far as coming back, reporting to camp, weight, strength, all those things, you know, something that we're still involved very much. You know, in our strength and conditioning program, that he's continuing to grow in that area. So, you know, really just being a year better and understand what we're doing and, you know, what it means to be a pro football player.
Adam said he would talk to him about, you know, the ball security issue. Mm-hmm. Does it resonate more after a guy's failed that maybe the message, you know, sticks a little more?
You know, time will tell. You know, that's something that, you know, I've always been a believer. You get what you emphasize, and, you know, so we're – it's a big emphasis this offseason, and we'll be, you know, into training camp and into the regular season. So, you know, like I said, all this stuff, time tells.
What else is in that list of things that are a big emphasis, at least from the offseason?
Well, I want to get into everything we're doing. But, you know, there's a lot of things we need to improve at. And, you know, that's our job as coaches to identify, and then our job as coaches is to get that taught.
Coach, when you signed Vasquez last year, mm-hmm. you knew you were getting a good one. You gave him a good amount of money, but was he did he even exceed your expectations?
Well, I think John and the personnel staff did an excellent job of you know, locating that talent in Lewis, and I think the coaching staff, Dave Magazu, the offensive staff, Adam Gase, did a good job of, you know, getting them up to speed on what we're doing. And then bottom line, you know, all those things are, you know, in the players' bag, so to speak, that he had a tremendous year for us. You know, and I think he was the only free agent signing that was a Pro Bowler.
John, how much does the look of the passing game change with Decker and Sanders being two different type of wide receivers?
You know, again, that's a unique thing about this job is, you know, you stand before your team the last game, at the end of the last game of the season, and you know it's going to be different. And, you know, that's one of the switch outs that, as I mentioned earlier, time will tell. I mean, we feel really good. We felt really good about Eric Decker, and we feel really good about Emmanuel Sanders.